The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. Crude oil contracts began trading on the Shanghai International Energy Exchange on Monday, providing overseas investors with access to the trading of yuan-denominated crude oil futures in China for the first time. Tang Guojing works in the crude oil futures market.
The opening price of dominant contracts started at 440 yuan per barrel. Up until now, a total of 26,000 transactions of dominant contracts were done, more than half of which were done through active buying. This indicates a high market participation.
Futures trading in China would wrest some control over pricing from the main international benchmarks, which are based in dollars. It would also promote the use of China's currency in global trade, which is one of Xi Jinping's goals. Chen Yang is the chairman of the Shanghai Futures Exchange.
Establishing China's crude oil futures market is conducive to forging a benchmark price system that can reflect supply and demand relations in China and the Asia-Pacific region. This can help realize the ultimate goal of better serving the real economy.
While the yuan isn't likely to challenge the dollar's dominance in oil anytime soon, given capital controls and skepticism about China's banking and interventionist government policies, it does present some new competition for the dollar. The fight for market share in Singapore has ended for ride-sharing company Uber, which sold its Southeast Asian business to rival Grab. Turf wars between Uber and Grab had been heating up as forecasts for the ride-sharing market showed strong growth potential, and major investors like Japanese financial titan SoftBank pushed for consolidation in the industry. Under the deal, Grab acquired all of Uber's operations, including the food delivery service Uber Eats. In exchange, Uber will receive a 27.5% stake in the business. As Uber gears up for a public share offering next year, the new CEO, Dara Khosrowshahi, is working hard to recoup 2017 losses, which grew from $2.8 billion to $4.5 billion after a series of scandals affected the company's reputation. Still, Uber is the largest firm of its kind with a presence in more than 600 cities. For its part, the six-year-old Grab now operates in 195 cities in Indonesia, the Philippines, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, Myanmar, Cambodia, and Singapore. Analysts expect growth to continue as the company takes advantage of some 650 million people and an increasingly affluent middle class in Singapore. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from the Voice of America.